the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes, live healthier, live longer, easily. And that's the great news. We're going to do a real age tip of the week at the end of this hour. And it's from a question from one of our listeners. So you can always send us a question. It actually is from a Victor. I thought it was Victoria, but it's Victor. I apologize if I said that wrong. It's from Victor in Chicago, who writes, I'm allergic to aspirin. What can I take instead to lower my heart attack risk? My father died at age 57 of heart attack. I am 55. Victor, we'll get to that at the end of the show, by the end of the show, and we'll get to it as a, quote, tip of the week, because it is such an important question. Now, what I wanted to talk about is some of the best news stories of the week, and one of those brought to us is the contradictory nutrition news creates consumer confusion. I saw a study by Gallup poll that, in fact, most people thought it was easier to do their taxes than to understand nutrition. Bridget, what can you shed on that from news this week?
So that is absolutely true, and I know that the International Food Information Council also did a survey that found similar findings about the taxes being easier for people than 60% of people found that taxes were easier. This new study confirms that. They looked at 631 adults who participated in a survey, and they asked them about four different nutrition topics that they'd heard about any kind of conflicting or contradictory information from any media, newspapers, the internet, television, anything that any social media about red wine and other alcohol, fish, coffee, and then the fourth category was vitamins or other supplements. And what they found was that 71% of the people that they surveyed said that they heard moderate or high levels of contradictory information about any of these nutrition categories. Now, the interesting
thing... What that really means is that people are agreeing that nutrition news does create confusion in them, right? That was the question they said. Have you heard information about these four subjects, coffee, red wine, alcohol, and vitamins and supplements, that was confusing to you? And the answer was 71% of them said yes, right?
Yes. And I bet you that if you did a survey and you expanded it even further than those four topics, that the results would be consistent, because I think that people in general are confused across the board about nutrition in general, whether it's GMOs, organic, coffee, fish oil, supplements. There's so many things that a lot of different people have different opinions about and are hearing different information from different people. So they found in this specific study that the confusion was slightly associated with less intention to exercise or eat fruits and vegetables. I think that because people are so confused and they don't know what's right, they're steering away from established good habits like eating fruits and vegetables and exercising because they just don't know what to do.
Go ahead, Bridge. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think that it's a huge problem that's basically stemming from, the article says that it seems to stem from journalists not explaining that research is constantly evolving and maybe not focusing on just a single study, because sometimes one study will contradict what another study finds. But I honestly think that a lot of the confusion comes from everyone thinking that they're an expert and entitled to give nutrition information, and a lot of the mommy bloggers and different websites that have a lot of followers and are trying to promote juice diets, cleanses, all of these crazy things, but a lot of people are buying into it, and I think that that's a problem. I think that the other problem is that a lot of times journalists don't know how to interpret scientific studies. So the people that are writing the articles for a lot of these mainstream news stations don't know what these associations even mean, and let alone like how to interpret them and then send out this message to a wide audience.
So it's key. What's key is the Mediterranean diet has been shown again, and this week was shown to decrease peripheral artery disease. It is one. It is the diet, and basically, it is the you on a diet. What we have there, all you have to do is avoid the five food felons. Everything else is good, and take a variety of the best colorful things. The Mediterranean diet. What are the five food felons to avoid? Saturated fat, that's four-legged animal fat, two-legged animal skin, palm and coconut oil. And by the way, tomorrow, if you want to make a great, and I shouldn't say tomorrow because some of these stations run it on Sunday and some run it on Monday. So, and I should welcome a new station, WELW, 1330 in Cleveland. But in any case, when you're having want to have French fries for someone as something to chew on or eat on, the best way of making them, take some asparagus and cut it into French fry length. Mix it with a little olive oil and some rosemary or basil, whatever flavor you want. Then put it on a cookie sheet, roast it at 275. Can take up to 25 to 45 minutes depending on the oven. Turn it once and get it a golden brown, and it will taste just, and have the person you're feeding it to close their eyes. When you give it to them, it will taste just like French fries. So this time it's healthy. Another study that another article this week that hopes to simplify that nutrition information is that the FDA says what?
That they are going to be making over the nutrition facts label.
So they're going to make it over. They haven't told us how, but we think they're going to put on added sugars versus other sugars. I was there the day that David Kessler got approval from the White House to do the first nutrition label. He was literally jumping for joy. I couldn't understand why he was jumping for joy. It's clear why he was jumping for joy, because the more information we have, the better choices we can make. And many of us make that kind of choice now. So that this, we don't know what the nutrition label is, but we think it's going to have more information on exactly which fats you're having, whether it's omega-3 or omega-6, and whether there's going to be added sugar or the sugar is inherent. The sugars that are inherent in the item obviously get absorbed slower, so they're less risky for you. That may not be obvious, but it is for those of us in the field. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that to add to that, separating the sugars would be an amazing thing for them to do. In addition, I think that adding the percentage of whole wheat or whole grain to the label would also be extremely beneficial, or at least doing away with allowing products to say advertise as being whole grain if they're only 51%. I think that it should only be allowed if they're 100%.
For example, if you can have, it's a good source of whole grain when it's got 15%. And made with whole grain when it's got as little as, I think, 7 or 8%. So, in fact, what you're saying is, if you actually had that percentage, if you had whether the sugar is added or not, we could make better decisions, and we think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope so. I think that it would make it much easier for people, and then they wouldn't have to spend so much time looking through the food labels, because a lot of people that go grocery shopping, a lot of parents that go grocery shopping or grocery shopping with their kids and have little time to be flipping around all the packages. So hopefully they'll come up with an idea that makes it easier for people to just identify what's healthy and what's not. And I was just going to say maybe more grocery stores picking up the Go Healthy Foods label at the Cleveland Clinic, because that's the best way to know whether your food is healthy or not.
Right, it's pretty easy if you've got the Go label on the food or on the store liner, those things where it has price alongside the food. If it has the Go label on it, you know it's healthy. We should also say that, and I haven't said so far, anyone who wants to email us or email a question.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.